So Rav Nelson Zal just said it here, because when a person is zoche to this, when a person in the midst of trouble, in the midst of going through tremendous difficulties, the person has the ability to recognize good things that have happened to them in the past, and even good things that are going on now in the present, and the person can focus on that and thank Hashem for that, Rav Nelson Zal says, that person Einoi mizbalbel mishum tzorach hashem. That person doesn't get confused, doesn't get messed up in any way from any kind of problem or tragedy or anything else that the person is going through. Me'achar sheyodea shehakol me'ito yisborach. Because once the person knows that everything is from Hashem, and Hashem is good, and even in the midst of the problems and the crisis, there's still a lot to be thankful for, that person will be able to handle everything they need to handle. As is explained in other places now, for many times. Ki ikar kol hatzorois v'hayisurim chas v'shom, hei mebechinas pa'ulois mishtanois, shenemshoch mebechinas shem alikim, mebechinas dinim. Because the main suffering and struggle that people have comes from the pa'ulois mishtanais, from the diversity, that one day is like this, one day it's like that, one day the sun is shining, one day it's windy, it's rainy, it's cloudy, one day I have money, the next day I don't have money, which come from the name of Hashem Elohim, which represents Midas Hadin. Ki hatzorois v'hayisurim v'adinim chas v'shom, heim ikar b'chinas ha'pa'ulois mishtanais. Because the suffering and the problems and the judgments, that's the real pe'ulois mishtana. Rav Nosson Zal is going to say something very important. In Likutei Moran there, Rabbeinu Zal uses the term pe'ulois mishtanos, which means different things, all kinds of different things or different creations that Hashem has made. Trees, how many trees? There are 5 million different kinds of trees. Birds, there's 5 million different kinds of birds. People, every single thing, you know, all kinds of pe'ulois mishtanos. The word mishtanos means different, but Rav Nosson Zal says, if you want to think about it a little bit, the term mishtanos also refers to opposition, shinui. The word shinui means change. Change means I don't like what is now, I want to change it. I don't want this, I want something else. That's what change means. Another word for that would be opposition, in a sense. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because the suffering, the tzorois, yisurim, dinim, that's the real pe'ulois mishtanois. You know why? Ki heim mishunim midas ha'odom. Because they're different from the way I think it should be. I think it should be like this, and they're different. Shezehu ikar hatzora v'horo chas v'shom. That's the real suffering and pain that people experience in this world or in life. When things are not going the way I think it should be, or the way I want it to be. I want X. I think that things should be X, and things are Y. When people are put into that kind of situation, they suffer. Most people are suffering. What do you mean? I don't. What you ask me why I'm suffering? Why I'm angry or why I'm hurting? I'm hurting because I like this and this, and it's the other way. I want my son to do this and this, and he's doing the, you know, all of these things. Ki mashehu neged ritzoin hodom hura be'enov v'tzar loy lekabloy. Because that which is different from what a person wants, most people interpret that as being bad and difficult to accept. People do not want to accept when things are not the way they want it to be. Aval, however, kishiyodeya, when a person realizes, umamin, and believes, shehakol nimshach mimenu yisborach, that everything is from Hashem, shehu echod haposhut betachles hapshitus, who is the ultimate oneness, and shekol kavanoso yisborach letoivotomit, that by Hashem there is no good and bad. Hashem is all good. The word echod, Rabbeinu Zal brings on the Likutei Moran, the word echod is bigimatria ahava, love. So echod, we have no question where echod knows there's good and bad. Nav is echod. Which is echod? Is echod good or bad? Echod is ahava. Echod is love. Echod is obviously goodness. We said today, when good things happen, we make a bracha hatoiv hameita. When bad things happen, we make. But in the future, it's going to be all hatoiv. It's going to be one. And the oneness is good. The oneness is love. We just said the word echod is bigimatria ahava. So when a person realizes that everything that happens in this world is coming from the oneness, from the one Hashem, who and shekol kavanosi is baruch letoiv atomit, and Hashem's intentions are always for the good, bevada yimtza betoich kol hatzorois, harchovois gedolois, lenachem ulesameach esatzmoi. That person will definitely always be able to find within the suffering, within the problems, they'll be able to find harchovos gedolos. They'll be able to find how things could be much, much worse. That Baruch Hashem, I still have a lot to be thankful about and a lot to be happy about, to console myself with and to be happy with. Lihiyos moida al ha'avar, and thereby be able to thank Hashem and praise Hashem for all the good things in the past that I remember. And to cry out to Hashem for his help regarding the future. And when a person follows this path, all their problems and all their suffering will be eliminated completely. Nimtza. So we conclude, therefore, Shaydei Ner Chanukah Shehidlaknu Balaylo Harishayna, that through that Chanukah candle that we lit on the first night, Aydei Bechinas Toida Voido, through the thanks and the praise, Shehim Shichu Matisyo Ubonov Boilam, which Matisyo Kohen Gadol and his sons introduced into the world. They're the ones who brought that into the world when they experienced the great miracles. And the Torah tells us they established it as a time of thanksgiving and praise to Hashem. Shaydeze tiknu midas hahoid kemuva. And it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah that when Matisyo and his sons succeeded against the Greeks, and when they established this tremendous thanksgiving to Hashem, by doing that, they were masaking the sphira of hoid, the midah of hoid, miloshin hoidoya, praise. Shezeo bechinas al hanisim shemoisifim bebirkas moidim. That's the extra paragraph that we add in Shmona Esrei, in moidim, on Chanukah. The Arizal shows that that paragraph is being added in the part of Shmona Esrei that's related to hoid. We make the bracha hatoshimachu lecho noe lehoidois. That's how that bracha concludes. Hainu shehimshichu tikun ze boilam. They brought Matisyo and his sons drew this tikun into the world lehoidois ulahalalois isbor atomic, to enable Jews to always be thanking and praising Hashem. Shaydeze meirin vedoilkin haner Chanukah. And that's what enables us to light, to turn on the Chanukah candles, Shehu Oyer Ho'emes, which is the light of truth. That enables us to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday. And when a Jew is zeicha to bring Shabbos into the weekday, then the praise of Hashem becomes even stronger, it becomes greater. And when the praise of Hashem becomes stronger, then the light of truth that's generated from that also becomes bigger. Also, Nigdal Gamken Yoiser, Shezeo B'chinas Ner Chanuk, and that's the Chanukah candle. V'alkein B'leil Sheni Moisif Ohoilech. Now you'll understand why in the second day of Chanukah, we don't light the same candle as yesterday, we light two candles. We keep going up because there's a chain reaction being involved here. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you follow the path of the chapter in the Likutei Moharan, if you do A leads to B, which leads to C, which leads to D, to E, to F, and when you get to F, it makes the A that you started off with much bigger and better. It makes the A much bigger and better. So now, I'm ready. I don't have yesterday's A. I have a much bigger A. So the second night, I'm starting off with a bigger A, with two candles, and so on and so forth. Ki nigdal oyer haner Chanukah, the light of the Chanukah candle became larger and greater, al yidei toisves ha-hoido shezochinu, through the higher level of praise of Hashem that we were zeichet to, al yidei hamshochas kedusha Shabbos, by being able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday. And how did we get to that? Shehimshachnu al yidei hadlokas haner Chanukah b'leil harishon. What enabled us to draw the light of Shabbos into the weekday? That those candles that we lit on the first night. What enabled us to light those candles? The praise of Hashem. The praise of Hashem leads to lighting the candles, leads to drawing Shabbos into the weekday, which leads to a much higher level praise of Hashem. V'chein al yidei toisves oyer ho'emes b'leil beis, and so too, as a result of an increase in that light of truth on the second night of Chanukah, shehu b'chinas toisves hamshochas kedusha Shabbos, which means we're drawing more of the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, through that we get to a higher level of praise of Hashem, which enables us to have that light of truth shine even more brightly than before. And that's why on the third night we're adding another candle. Now it's three candles. And when the light of Emes is shining more brightly, then the praise of Hashem becomes stronger. And the cycle, the circle, it keeps going around in a circle this way. This is why each time we come around to the beginning of the circle, we're not doing the same thing we did yesterday. Because by the time we do a complete revolution, we're not where we were yesterday. We're on a much, much higher level. As a result of the praise, which led to lighting the light of Emes and bringing the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, when we get back to the praise now, it's a much higher level praise than it was yesterday. And therefore, the light it's generating is going to be a much bigger light. Ad shezoichin l'shmoyne simei Chanukah. And this keeps increasing until we complete 8 days of Chanukah, She'oz nistaken ha'hoid b'shleimus, which means that we've completed the tikkun of the mida of hoid, the sphere of hoid, shehu mida shminis, which is the eighth sphere. When we count from keser down, keser, chochma, bina, chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hoid. Hoid is number 8. Shezehu ikar hatikun shehemshichu Matisyahu banav. This is the main tikkun which Matisyahu Kohen Gadol and his sons brought into Klal Yisrael, into the world. Shetiknu midas hahoid kimuva. They made a tikkun for the midah of hoid, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh and in the Arizal. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, in our terminology, that's Kabbalah. Now in Chassidus, what does that mean? Hainu shetiknu mido zois ba'olam. They established this characteristic in the world. Shenizke tomid lahoidois ulahale lishmoyis borach yeh sheyeh. The Jews will be able to praise Hashem, lahoidois, hoid, to praise Hashem all the time, no matter what. Even while we are still feeling the full severity of this long exile, both on a general level, Klal Yisrael, and each individual person. Because again, when Matisyahu and his sons were celebrating, they weren't celebrating, Mashiach hadn't come. It wasn't they won a battle, but the war wasn't over yet. We didn't have the new Beis Hamikdash yet. We didn't have the third and final Beis Hamikdash. And still, they were able to give such tremendous praise for Hashem. This set a precedent for Klal Yisroel, that you don't have to wait till Olam Haba. You don't have to wait till Mashiach comes. Even while you're still in Golos, even while you're still, it's still possible to praise Hashem in a tremendous way. We will have the ability to always realize Hashem's kindness and wonders, the infinite wonders, every single day, at all times, every hour. And through that, we'll be able to praise Hashem and thank Hashem all the time. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem Eloikai lo'olam oideka. Hashem, my Hashem, I will always praise you. Lo'olam. Lo'olam daika. Yiyeh echshi. It means no matter what. No matter what the circumstances, good or bad, light or darkness, I'll always be able to find what to thank Hashem for and what to praise Hashem for. V'alkein mesayimim mizmor shiach nafas abayis b'posuk zeh. And this is why we conclude that particular chapter of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis, with those words, Hashem Eloikai li'olam oideko. Ki zehu ikar hatikun shemamshichim b'kol shmoyne simei Chanukah. Because this is the main accomplishment that we're achieving throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, Shehin b'chinas Chanukas Habayis. This holiday of Chanukah was a time of a reinitiation of the Beis Hamikdash. And what's the tachlis? What's the tachlis of Chanukah? What was the tachlis of that Chanukas Habayis? Shebechol pam moisifin oyer haneiros bechol ayla yoseh v'yoseh, that each and every single day we're able to increase the light, more candles, shaydezeh nigdeles hahoido bechol yom yoseh, and thereby increase the praise of Hashem, the thanksgiving, every day, make it more and more. At shezeichin bayom hashmini l'saken hahoido b'shleimus, to the point where on the eighth night, we're zeichet to complete the tikkun of this hoido, at sheniske lohoido islo yisbor atomid b'cholei suzman kol odom v'odom b'chol ma she'evrola, to get to a level where we're able to praise Hashem all the time, no matter what, every single Jew, no matter what situation they're in, we've established such a tikkun into the world. We brought such a light into the world, a new light of Hoidah, of Hallel and Hoidah, that no Jew will be left out of this. That any Jew who wants can tap into this. And no matter what the circumstances they're going through, they'll be able to find what to be happy about, what to thank Hashem about, and to be able to pull themselves out of it. Bebechinas, Hashem Eloikai, le'olam oideka. Hashem, my Hashem, I will always praise you. And note the names of Hashem that are being used. Hashem Eloikai, both names. The name Yudke Vavke, which usually represents kindness. The name Elokai, Elokim, which represents judgment, din, harshness, suffering. Hashem Eloikai, le'olam oideka. That the gift of Chanukah, the accomplishment of Chanukah, is that we're able to praise Hashem in both circumstances.